That was a really good experience. It was really fun. Faye is always such a consummate host. So deferential, polite, and well-organized. Maybe Faye is the most organized person in the entire podosphere. Although, and that's probably Big Fatty, because horror people are typically extremely organized in my experience. Well, that was always the joke around here, is that Pride always is so poorly put together and run, and Folsom Street always pays everybody more than they expect.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
That was a really good experience. It was really fun.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1613 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 1th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, I'm gonna give you a full report on my fiscal Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, that's very appropriate today. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's April Pafool's Day. And, you know, sometimes Big Fatty does April Pafoolish stuff on the little show. But, y'all, I don't think I'm going to do anything today. I'm sure because I'm announcing that quite a few of you are going, Fatty, include me in that. Monday was a pretty good day in the coal mine. Trying to think what I did. Worked on. I'm trying to finish up a project this week, and so y'all, I'm working. I'm working hard on that, and. So we'll see how it all comes out. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, yes, yes. So and then of course y'all, Monday afternoon I left to come back here to the Fat Cave to have my lunch, and y'all, then I was off to the doctor. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I arrived, they always want you to arrive 15 minutes prior to your appointment, and I did that, and filled out my paperwork, and y'all, then the nurse came out. Y'all, the nurse had on a floor, y'all, she looked like a traffic cone. She had on a fluorescent orange top and fluorescent orange pants and a sweater. And she came out and weighed me. Y'all, I weighed more today than I've weighed in a month. And it's always the way, you know. Now tomorrow I'll be 8 to 10 pounds lighter. Ooh. So went in and she took my blood pressure and everything and did my pulse. And everything was just lovely. She says, your blood pressure always is a little low, or a little on the low side. I said, thank you for calling. It was like a 100/68 or something like that. And my pulse was like 62 or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. But she says, yes, that's just lovely, Big Fatty. And and then she says, Big Fatty, do you need the TT? I said, yes. And y'all, I when I left the Fat Cave, I needed a TT then. And y'all, I said, no, I got to hold it. I've got to hold it. And y'all, sure enough, went in and I TT'd in the cup, peed all over my hand. Big Fatty, please. But everything in my TT is just fine. Big Fatty, please. And then the doctor came in and y'all, we just chitter-chatted for a little while. I told him about my impending retirement, and he thought that was just lovely. And y'all, then he poked and prodded and everything, and y'all, then it was like, oh, Big Fatty, you know, we have to do that uncomfortable thing. I went, oh, dear, I can see, Big Fatty. And so he double gloved and double Vaseline'd, and I grunted appropriately, and he says, "Oh, well, Freddie, your prostate is just lovely." And y'all, and then of course I was a little taken aback when both of his hands were on my shoulders.
Freddie, you do that stupid joke every year.
I know it, but you know it's a tradition.
Yes, Big Freddie.
But anyway, and he says, "Well, Big Freddie, I can't find a damn thing wrong with you." I said, "I wish my dentist would learn a lesson from you, because he's always saying, 'Oh, Big Freddie, that filling, we're going to have to replace it. It's 40 years old.'" And but y'all, I gotta go back to, I say, Tuesday morning and have my blood work done, cause y'all, you know, I can't fast for a 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon doctor's appointment. Y'all, it's just too much. It's just too much. And so I'm going back and having my blood work done. And I think that's about it.
Big Freddy, good news all around.
It's true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty doing some inappropriate touching during some sort of sports ball game. And y'all, the turnip head, you know, he is the host of the Underpants little show. Y'all, he has, it says, check it out, self-lubricating meat. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And it's a picture of Big Fatty waving, doing a little selfie with a big piece of bacon in front of his
Big Fatty in front of your junk.
And y'all, then that Mark and Calendar, y'all, Musing Mark, some of you know him by that. He says, a Russian president attempts the old whoever smelt it, dealt it ruse with a skeptical leader of the third world. And y'all, it's Big Fatty Putin, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, after my doctor's appointment, y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there's a guy there, it's in a yellow envelope. It is postmarked Dakota Central. Don't have any idea who it's from, but y'all, let's open it up and just see what it is.
Hey, Freddy, this is exciting. We love these mystery cards.
And y'all, on the inside, oh, look at that. Fatty, y'all, it's all these dice. It's all these red and white dice, and it says it's your birthday.
Big Fatty, I didn't know it was your birthday.
It's not. And it says, let the good times roll, hot K Bacon.
Big Fatty, what surprises Miss Bacon?
And it says, Bird Party and Poodle. Obviously, this is for the game night, gals. Well, I am sure by now you may notice a trend or pattern or something happening. Y'all, I don't recognize any kind of trend or pattern, okay? So I'm not quite sure. Let me just say it does end. Promise. Y'all, I don't know. I don't have any idea what she's talking about. I hope the game night gals and the Chubbs gone wild and the DI plus and Live It Up, a little show, and Scotty the Aussie Battler, and the Howdy Do Pancakes, and everyone else lets the good times roll. Big Freddy! Hey, come on, Sevens. Anyway, well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. I honestly have no idea what the pattern is, but
Big Fatty, that's okay. You're not the only one. Poor Bergwater.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I want to just talk to you about a couple of things. Y'all, I was listening to that Pot is My Co-Pilot, and y'all, the latte boy, old coffee boy himself, Taylor, announced that there were 18 people that had notified him that they were going to be coming to the podcasting dinner on Friday of the G'day's weekend. And y'all, if you hadn't gotten in touch with him yet, I think he was wanting to make the reservation here like this coming weekend. So y'all, the last of the lemon chicken soup.
Big Fatty, that's been around a while. No wonder you're gassy.
And y'all, if you're on the fence about going to the podcasting dinner, y'all get in touch with Taylor, and I don't know what the address is, but y'all, you go over to the BFO and hit Pot is My Co-Pilot and go on over there and you'll find an address and just let him know that you're coming.
Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. You put in for Dr. Stone and yourself.
I did indeed.
And what about me and Squeaky Kitty?
we'll talk about that later.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Moving forward,
Big Fatty, that's my line.
Let's see here now. Y'all, Tim, since we're talking about Orlando, got an e-letter just as I was beginning the little show. Y'all, the new hotel that Dr. Stone and I are going to stay at the Universal Orlando, the Cabana Beach Resort, Cabana Bay Beach Resort, y'all. The grand opening was today, and so y'all, that's kind of exciting. So
Big Fatty, after you leave it, it'll certainly have a new smell.
Y'all, if you want to just take a look at it, go on over there check it out. Y'all, speaking of things that are starting today, y'all, today's the first day of the sports ball, of the Major League Baseball. And, you know, that makes my mother happy. And, y'all, when my mother's happy, everybody's happy.
Bleh. Fatty.
Tim in Alaska, who is not up in Alaska, I think he's in the Cambodia. You know, he's from the Alaska, and he says, "I'm Herbert Hardy and Poodle." And by the way, Gavin, you might want to get your pen out on this one. Says, "Have you ever thought about making your own Bloody Mary mix at home? You can tailor the recipe to your exact discriminating standards. I make mine like this." And y'all, this is a, if you want to make your own Bloody Mary mix, Tim's got a recipe here that Big Fatty's going to share with you now. Y'all, he takes one 64-ounce bottle of the Campbell's tomato juice, one can of the Campbell's beef consomme, and he says on here, not the beef bouillon, it's the beef consomme, one tablespoon of kosher salt, two teaspoons of celery salt, four tablespoons of the Worcestershire sauce, four tablespoons of lime juice, one teaspoon of horseradish, and one teaspoon of Tabasco sauce. It says pour juice in a large container and add all the other ingredients. Stir together well. For best results, let it sit for a couple of hours and then stir again. I pour most of this recipe back into the tomato juice bottle when and put that in the refrigerator. Some of my friends use twice the Tabasco. Some friends leave out the horseradish. You'll figure out exactly what is perfect for you and save lots of money over buying that inferior, already prepared stuff at the Hoggly Woggly Big Hoodie. Warm hugs to you and Poodle. Big Hoodie, we want to send him warm hugs too. Yes, Big Hoodie. And to Squeaky Kitty also. Tim, thank you so much for that. We will be taking a look at all that. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Let's see. I had something else that I was going to... Oh, yeah, I've got something here that my mother sent. Now, let's see. But, it wasn't showing up in my e-letters, and I don't know why. It was just showing up on my cellular telephonic device. Now, wait a minute. Maybe that is in the e-letters. Let's just go back over here. Oh, it is in here. Okay. My mother sent me something, and I don't know what this is. It's kind of like little helpful household hints. And it says that the simplest way to slice a bunch of cherry tomatoes, Big Fatty, the simplest way is that you don't like the tomatoes, so you don't slice them at all. Well, that, but for those who do like the tomatoes, they say to sandwich the cherry tomatoes between two plastic lids and run a long knife through all of them at once. Big Fatty, it sounds quick. Y'all, they say keep brown sugar soft. But Big Fatty's had anything to do with that Joe in Dallas? I think we don't want Joe in Dallas soft. Big Fatty Vulgar! Keep brown sugar soft by storing it with a couple of marshmallows. Big Fatty, that sounds delicious! Y'all, the next one here is, let's just see, what is this next one here? Install a regular coat rack down low on the wall to store shoes safely off the floor. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Look at that. Use a magnetic strip to store your bobby pins on inside a cupboard. Big Fatty, you don't even have hair. Why would you need bobby pins? I don't. I have chip clips. Big Fatty. Or store them in an empty Tic Tac dispenser. Big Fatty, do they even make bobby pins? I guess they do. It says, fold a post-it note in half and put it below the area when you're getting ready to drill to catch all the dust. And y'all, it's true. It's showing the folded post-it note is catching all the dust that comes out. That's a pretty good one there. Yeah, for the ladies, Big Fatty, something for the ladies. And by the ladies, I mean, Big Fatty, organize your jewelry on a cork board for easy viewing when deciding on how to accessorize an outfit. Big Fatty, you don't have to worry about that. And y'all, it says, fill an old box with skewers to make an all-purpose knife block. Big Fatty, that's just a lovely idea. Yes! Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Calvin from over there at the How to Do Pancakes, and you know he was doing that one little show a day for the month of March, and y'all, it's April the 1st, so y'all, if you've enjoyed those, send him a little note. It's he's on the Twitter at H3LLO Waffles. And let him know you've enjoyed it, and maybe he'll keep it up. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar when you said it. And just out of curiosity, Calvin, what did you think of Big Fatty's April Perfool's little show?
That was a really good experience. It was really fun.
Oh, Big Fatty, Calvin got a good April Fool's on you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.